You're with SBS Radio.
Ang taong ito ang naging isa sa pinakamainit at pinakatuyo buhat ng simulan ng mga tala at ang inaasahang ginhawa mula sa tuyong kondisyon ay hindi maganda. Isang summit ang ginaganap sa Canberra ngayong Oktubre upang suriin ang sagot ng Australia sa tagtuyot na nakapinsala ng husto sa silangang bahagi ng bansa. Pinulong ni Punong Ministro Scott Morrison ang summit upang suriin ang parehong pangmadalian at pangmatagalang estratehiya. Sa ating wika, tunghayan natin ang ulat na tinipon ni Greg Diet. Ang panlalawigang bahagi ng Australia ay nagtitiis sa isa sa pinakamasamang tagtuyot sa record na kung saan ang mga magsasaka sa karamihan ng silangang bahagi ng Australia ay nagpapakain sa kanilang mga alagang hayop sa pamamagitan ng kamay at naghahanap ng pakain mula sa ibang bahagi ng bansa. Ang iba ay nagbenta na ng kanilang mga alagang hayop. Nitong nakaraang 18 buwan, ang kalangitan sa silangang Australia ay naging asul at maliwanag sa kahabaan ng panahon. Ayon sa eksperto sa klima, Jonathan Pollock mula sa Bureau of Meteorology, ang panahon sa mga susunod na buwan ay hindi positibo para sa mga desperadong umaasa sa ulan.
The next 3 months, October to December, it's likely to be drier than average in parts of eastern and southern Australia, especially so over Victoria and Tasmania. And it's also likely that it's going to be warmer than usual. And that those two things combined, the drier and warmer end to the year, probably means a low chance of recovery for those drought-affected areas of eastern Australia.
Isang 30 taong magsasaka sa pangalang Sarah Hubbard ang nagsabi sa programang Insight ng SBS na ang mga senyales ng tagtuyot ay nasa lahat ng lugar.
It is so widespread. It is everywhere. Everybody's feeling it. Everybody's feeling the pinch. Things are getting hard to find, like hay is getting hard to find. You can't really find cottonseed anymore. So all the things that you will supplement your cattle with. And also seed's going to be hard to find for cropping next year because nobody's growing any this year. It's horrible to see. You drive past people's paddocks and there's not a blade of grass. The cows look terrible. And the thing you always got to remember though is that that farmer is doing the best they can for everything that they have on their property, even though it is really hard to see.
Ayon naman sa espesyalista sa klimang Jonathan Pollock, ang kombinasyon ng kakaunting ulan at mataas na temperatura ang nagdala sa tagtuyot bilang napakalubha.
The dry conditions have actually persisted across South Australia for about the past 18 months. But really the interesting thing I think we've seen this time is that combined lack of rainfall and the above average temperatures. September 2018 has just come in as the driest September on record for Australia. But at the same time, we've had this sort of incredible heat, maximum temperatures are sort of the warmest on record for January through to August for Australia, for Victoria, for New South Wales, for South Australia, for the Murray-Darling Basin. So we're sort of getting attacked at both ends.
Idinagdag niyang samantalang ang pangkalahatang pagtingin ay hindi maganda, may pag-asang uulan sa karamihan ng New South Wales simula ngayon at sa katapusan ng taon.
So the outlook for New South Wales isn't all doom and gloom. There's we're expecting a dry 3 months in parts of the south along the Victorian border and also sort of a lot in the west near the South Australian border. But for most of New South Wales, the probabilities are close to 50% for a wetter or drier than average 3 months. So you've got roughly equal chances of getting a wetter or drier than average October to December for most of New South Wales.
Idinagdag ni Jonathan Pollock na may 50% pag-asa na uulan din sa ilang bahagi ng Queensland.
The outlook for Queensland suggests that much of eastern Queensland is likely to be drier than usual from October to December. But there's parts of inland Queensland and in the west where the odds are closer to 50-50, where you've got roughly equal chance of a wetter than average or drier than average 3 months ahead.
SBS Filipino. Ibahagi ang inyong mga kwento sa Facebook.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.